The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
7:12, and we continue. Eric Edelstein joins Pat Brady, me, G, and you, and everybody. Hi, Eric. How are you?
Good, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Pat and I were talking about you, thinking about you. Your little girl went off to college.
She did last week.
And so far, so good?
She seems to be doing well. Her parents? I'm not so sure. No, she's doing great.
Well, you have to learn how to talk to each other again and not about your kids.
That's right. It's an adjustment. It's a transition. No question about it.
Right. And is your wife tired of you yet?
No, she seems to be doing well. We're getting along great. And
mostly you just rock adjusting. Back and forth and weep openly?
Yeah, we're looking for assisted living places now.
So it goes. Meanwhile, Pat's got everyone out of his house in case you need a place to stay. Pat's doing an Airbnb. He's got a lot of space.
Well, Eric, you missed it last week because to fill my time because my wife passed away, I watch 1960s sitcoms. We spent an hour talking about it in your absence. So the
like you know, Dick Van Dyke?
And nah, I don't. That's one, but we went through the whole list last week. So
Yeah. Do you have a favorite 60s sitcom, Eric? Because we really did kill the list last week.
I was never a Mayberry fan.
Otis filled the water jug with liquor last night.
It's a classic. It's just a classic.
Later, loser.
Oh, wait. Trump's calling.
Later, loser.
Excuse me for a second, fellas. Yes. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Cochran. Let me get this right. It's GN, right? WGN, right?
WGN, that's exactly right.
I'm going to write that down with my Sharpie here.
Okay, good. Yeah, I know.
Made a note right there, so yeah. Can't believe I had it wrong.
Yeah.
But, you know, the good news is with this hurricane stuff, we haven't had to talk about that godforsaken pumpkin spice for nearly a week.
No, good diversion by you. Let's talk about Dorian, though. Earlier this week, Cat 5. Now it's a Cat 3. Still strong, moving up the East Coast, slamming Charleston, but it looks like it's going to hit North Carolina. What are you going to tell us to make us feel better?
You know, actually, true story, a few years ago, I met a woman named Dorian who coincidentally also was a Cat 3. She was a 5, actually.
Okay.
But back to the hurricane. Yeah. I will tell you, we are bigly prepared for this hurricane.
Okay.
I dispatched my entire team from FEMA. We headed down to Costco and had them buy every pallet of super absorbent brawny paper towels that they had. Not the cheap one-ply crap we use for Puerto Rico.
Well, it's nice of you to be thinking of the people affected by Dorian, you know, because they do need us.
And they're very welcome. And let's all give a shout-out to the people who were almost affected from the great state of Alabama.
No,
I mean, what a close call for them. Such an amazing group of first responders. They were ready for anything. They're waiting at a Waffle House still, ready for anything. And I want to commend them.
Any circumstances, characteristic of this hurricane make it different from the other ones?
You know what? There are. The eye of Dorian is very lazy, Cochran. Tremendously lazy eye. Frankly, if you ask me, they should have named it Hurricane Forrest Whitaker. They really should have.
Good one, sir. Mr. Whitaker was excellent in The Butler. I so enjoyed that film.
You enjoy it because you're my butler, Mike.
I'll be right back with your Egg McMuffin and Diet Coke, sir.
That's, of course, Mike Pence there. Hey, before you go there, Mr. Vice President, we know you're overseas in Ireland this week for a prime minister meeting there. But instead of staying there, you stayed all the way across the country because President Trump supposedly suggested you stay at his golf club, which is an hour's flight away. Did he tell you to stay there? Did he suggest it?
Tell him, Mike.
Oh, no, he invited me to stay there because Doonbeg is where my family's from. Mm. Well, according to the DNA swab I sent to Ancestry.com, I got to play a round of golf with my 8th cousin once removed while I was there.
Oh, good.
Mother and I were also fortunate to be able to add to our extensive collection of decorative bedroom shillelaghs at the Trump Doonbeg gift shop. And the president was nice enough to let me keep my very comfortable robe I got at the spa.
Oh.
A special thank you to Seamus, who gave me an excellent 90-minute deep tissue massage. It was glorious.
Doesn't sound like he was forced to stay there to meet Cochran.
Yeah, like back to the monitoring of the hurricane, sir. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, is criticizing you for managing the emergency to Dorian from your golf course. What do you say to Khan?
Anything to say to Sadiq Khan, huh? Well, for starters, good luck getting your name off the no-fly list. You're British, for crying out loud. Change it to Nigel or Rupert. What a loser.
Does he have a point? Are you the best manager of your time? Didn't you send like 122 tweets in a 3-day period?
I'm a tremendous manager of my time. So I had a lot of fiber over the weekend. Big deal. Look, I follow a simple routine, Cochran. From the very beginning, it goes like this. Create chaos during the week, golf on the weekend, tweet on Sunday, repeat. That's it.
You know what? That sounds exactly like what you do. All right, now, there's a report out that says your political allies are looking to raise a couple of $1 million to specifically target members of the media that have been tough on you at the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, and investigate them and leak damaging information about them. Something wrong with that, isn't there?
Nothing wrong at all. They're enemies of the people, Cochran. Look, if the fake news is spewing lies, they need to be investigated. And we should start with CNN. You know, maybe go after Chris Cuomo to expose the many years he spent in a upstate New York sanitarium, allegedly. And then investigate that strange hair growing on Anderson Cooper's chin earlier this week. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did, actually.
Looked like he accidentally walked face first into some cobwebs. Give it up, Anderson. Wolf Blitzer had more whiskers when he was 12.
Your personal assistant, Madeline Westerhout, is out, fired last week. Said some things about your family?
Look, she was fired because nobody in my administration is allowed to leak confidential information. Unless it's me tweeting secret surveillance pictures of Iran, which is totally okay because I'm the president and I can do that.
She bragged she had a better relationship with you than your own daughters, especially Tiffany. And then she joked you couldn't pick Tiffany out of a crowd. What do you say to that?
Wrong. That's a total lie. Total lie, Cochran. I could totally pick Tiffany out of a crowd. She'd be the one shouting, Daddy, Daddy, why haven't you talked to me in 3 years? Why are you doing this to me? Now, I might not know the face, but I definitely know the voice. Because a good father always knows his daughter's voice. Which reminds me, I got to call Ivanka and tell her I love her.
Okay, good. That's very good. Any plans for the rest of the day, sir?
No, just order some more Sharpies. Do we got that order in, Mike?
It's coming up, sir.
Well, with that, sir, we've got to go. Thanks for calling, Mr. President.
Later, loser.
Yeah, it's Donald Trump, leader of the free world.